Welcome to the Go Further podcast. Today's question, what can we reflect on at the end of the semester? Furman University Graduate Studies is committed to asking deeper questions and telling compelling narratives that enrich our hearts, our minds, and our communities. Through expert interviews, join us as we prepare to go further. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, McNeil Mulliken. Today, I'm joined by my fellow graduate assistant, strategic design cohort member, and friend once again, Simran Goel. Simran, how are you today?
Hi, McNeil. Thanks for having me for the millionth time now. But I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good. I actually calculated to see how many episodes you've been on, and this is your seventh.
Yeah.
So I think you've been the most featured guest on Go Further.
Can I call myself popular now?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you can if you want.
Cool.
You did win the speech thing, so I guess, yeah, you did win a popular vote.
You're still not over that thing, are you?
You know I wanted to do it, but I think we both wanted it equally to speak at our hooding ceremony.
Yeah. If you're thinking that I'm just going to be a nice friend and say, oh, McNeil, take it, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know that. Mm. Neither would I. So today we're going to do our season four wrap up. And as the semester comes to an end, we had said a couple episodes ago, though, that we were going to do this in two parts like we did at the end of season three. However, it didn't end up working out like that. So we are doing it in one episode this time around.
Oh, yeah.
So first, before we get into the topics today, today's icebreaker question.
Of course. Go ahead.
What is your favorite form of exercise?
Ooh, that's a nice question. So I started my fitness journey with yoga, and then I got into running. And when I came here, I got into lifting and strength training. Mm-hmm. And now I'm back to running. I think as of now, I like all kinds of fitness exercise. I mean, I like all kinds of exercises. But I think as of now, just now, like this time period, I am into running.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that answer, considering I just know you. But for me, I would have to say swimming.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never talked about swimming in these 2 years, not even once in front of me.
Yeah, I don't do it often, but I really enjoy it. I like being in water, and I like doing the lap swimming, you know?
Yeah. No, I would say that we should go for swimming at the back. It's amazing, the pool.
I've been here for 2 years. I didn't realize I had a pool.
Big deal, seriously.
Yeah, I'm being dead serious.
They have two pools. One is a therapy pool and the other one is a lap pool.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll have to use that before we graduate.
No,
soon.
You can use the pack for 3 months after you graduate.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. So here's how we're going to do today's season four wrap up. First, we're going to run through the episodes and conversations we had this month on the show. And then we'll take a quick break. And after that, we'll switch the conversation to this being the end of Go Further for me as I graduate on May 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So
graduate on May 4th.
You and I both, yes. So I'll reflect on my time here as a Go Further host and producer, and you can reflect on your time here as a graduate assistant. So first, I do want to say by starting out, getting into the season four wrap up, that for me, this has been the best season of Go Further yet. There were so many great guests and conversations, and each of the topics covered I thought were very fascinating. And we were able to put an episode out almost every single week, which was great. I think there was only one week we weren't actually able to do that, just with schedules and stuff. But we were very, very, very consistent this semester, which was really cool.
Well, I'm glad that you liked this season the best, because it's also your last season, and it's going to end on a good note. So I'm really happy for you.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks to everybody who joined for episodes this semester. It's been a lot of fun. So let's break down each of the episodes just quickly. We'll maybe take 30 seconds for each, maybe a minute or whatever, and just kind of talk about what those conversations were like.
Yeah.
So the first one, the very first episode this semester, was with Marta Linear, our director for the strategic design program. And this episode was about the portfolio course, and it was about what's expected of the students at the very end of their time in the Masters of Arts and Strategic Design program here at Furman. And it was a really interesting episode. Because you were on that one. So what did you think about that?
I think that was pretty cool. She told us, what we... Because, I think nobody had an idea as to what to put in our portfolio. Because, it was a new thing for almost everybody, you know.
Right.
So I think she covered all the things, right, from our digital like website portfolio to our physical portfolio. So that was nice. And also like she talked about, you know, what the employers expect in the portfolio and, you know, apart from your projects, what else you should have in your portfolio. So I think it was a pretty informative podcast, in my opinion. Like that was really helpful for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it would be really beneficial for any students that are interested in the strategic design program or the ones that are going to be taking the portfolio course next year. So for current students and for prospective students, it'd be very beneficial to listen to because you would know what's expected of you at the end of the program.
100%. And since we were the first, you know, we were the guinea pigs.
Right.
Now that there's like all the information out there to the public, I think the cohorts below us should definitely check out those and just like start working on stuff right from the beginning of the second year, you know.
The second episode was with Dr. George Lipscomb, the director of Master of Arts and Teaching Program. And this was interesting. We got to learn about how the program prepares graduate students for their teaching careers. So Dr. Lipscomb broke down what the program's like for students in the program, but then also what it's like for students to be teaching in the classroom at the end of their time in that program here at Furman before they go on into the the real world. So that was cool.
Yeah, I think that's important because, you know, no matter how much education you get, no matter how many degrees you have, it's always if you don't have experience doing it practically and like if you don't have experience, you know, doing the actual thing, then I think so. I think that's a great thing that they're doing that.
Yeah, that's a very experiential learning setting for sure.
Yeah.
And then the next one, this was one of my favorites this season, and that was with Dr. Clemson Turgano. And leadership in the workplace was the topic. And we got to talk about how graduate students can demonstrate leadership as they enter the workforce, because that can be a really daunting thing, you know, like being able to basically speak up for yourself.
Yes.
And when you're not in the highest position, you know, and like, one of the things he talked about was creating authority, your own authority. Yeah. And that doesn't mean you have to be in a position of leadership. Mm-hmm. You have to basically step up and show that you are capable and that you can demonstrate leadership when you have just come out of grad school and or have just started in the workforce, because that's something that employers are going to look for, and that's something that's going to help you move forward in your career.
And also, you don't want people to take you like not seriously, you know, like you don't want people to think that you're naive and just like listen
or that
to
you're
whatever.
A flake.
Exactly. So you need to have your own personality come out. So I think that's really important.
Yeah. And he highlighted that not everybody is going to lead in the same way. Like some people aren't going to be the public speaking leaders. Some people are going to be more of, they might be helping people in the background of things in the workplace rather than just being the face of something.
Exactly.
So,
And I also feel like if you're not a leader now, like, you know, just like not as a position wise, but then so I think being a leader like that, like how you just talked about, is also important when you also like move up further in your career. I think that's going to help you when you're actually in a leadership role. Yeah. So I think that would definitely help in that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And that was one of my favorite episodes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was one of the longer ones this season, which I have no issue with. Mm-hmm. I actually really enjoy a longer podcast because you can just kind of binge through it and listen. But it was really beneficial for really any graduate program or just prospective students. And I think there's also honestly something people could benefit from it that have gone beyond school at this point.
Yeah.
You know, so the next episode was with Dr. Rachel Bowers and Katie Beeson from the Community Engaged Medicine Program. And this one was interesting because it was about the opportunities for students in the Master of Science in Community Engaged Medicine Program. What they did was they highlighted that this program doesn't just prepare people for med school if they're wanting to get this experience before they go on to that path. But a lot of students go on to be all different types of professionals after this program. They might go to med school, but some of them might be something like an attorney. Yeah. Or it's pretty endless, it seems. There's a lot of opportunity for students in this program to take this knowledge in community engaged medicine and go take it into whatever field they're going into afterwards, whether it is medicine related or or not.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's the same as our course, you know, like some people are into design, some people want to go in video, like some yeah. people into podcasts. So it just like depends whatever you want to do.
Yeah. And that's something Furman's really good at.
Yes.
Is creating these programs mm-hmm. that are very diverse
yeah.
in terms of opportunity.
Definitely.
That allow people in each of the programs to have more than just one path afterwards.
Definitely. Like, before coming here, I never thought that I would have a career or like I would want a career in design. But here I am looking for design jobs.
Right.
So, you know,
yeah,
you never know.
Yeah. So the next one was the 2024 Sleep When You're Dead 24-Hour Design Challenge. This was with the two members of the winning team, Michael Klein and Ashlyn Horton. And this was cool. They created their whole brand and product mm-hmm. for it was called Shoal, which was packaged sardines.
Yeah, it was a premium, like luxury.
Yeah. And so like their design was cool.
Yeah.
And their presentation went really well. So yeah. they talked about what the creative process was like for mm-hmm. them. They talked about their feedback that they got from industry professionals
yeah.
that were panelists yeah. in this.
One thing I really liked about that, I mean, their project was, they did not just have like packaging. They had like aprons with their logo on and like with some illustrations. They also yeah. had a PR package and, you know, they had a video and it was just awesome. I think they totally deserved to win. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're talking about the entire process and, you know, how they did it, just like amazing. And also, who would have thought doing like a premium or like a luxury version of, you know, sardines.
So
that was
win.
Pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And the design, like I was there.
Because you were in that challenge as well.
Yes, I was yeah. a part of the present. Like, I was there when they were presenting, and it was just so clean and nice and minimal. Like, I love that.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
For sure. The next episode was with Matthew Kreitel, who was a school leadership alumni from Furman University, who is now the principal at Bethel Elementary. And this one was cool. I really enjoy talking to education alumni, mm-hmm. whether they're no matter what part of the teaching or education programs are from. I just think it's a really fascinating profession because it's about people who are wanting to inspire the next generation.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, you know, like teachers aren't getting the best salaries.
Yeah.
You know, they're very underpaid. So it's mm-hmm. When people love their job
mm-hmm.
and they love teaching, they love inspiring the next generation.
Yeah.
I love talking to those people because they're always so fascinating.
Exactly. And technically, if you think about it, teaching is not easy. Like,
no.
Just imagine handling or managing so many people, different problems. And
yeah.
like,
it requires a lot of skills
exactly.
and patience.
And
yeah.
when you don't get paid enough, then, you
yeah.
know. So that's why finding people who actually love their jobs is just good.
Yeah. And what was cool about this episode with Matthew Kreitel was that he's a principal. So this mm-hmm. wasn't about the classroom setting necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a principal, you have to start as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But his perspective on it was different because most people don't become a teacher to become a principal.
Yeah.
That was something I learned in that episode.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He did from the beginning want to be a principal. That was his goal.
Oh, okay.
And so he knew he had to be a teacher to become one,
mm-hmm.
but he wanted to have a broader reach.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was a really interesting episode,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoyed talking to Matthew.
So you're saying that you cannot become a principal without being a teacher?
Correct. You have to be a teacher
really?
before you're a principal. Yeah.
I don't think that's the case in India, but I'm not sure. Yeah.
So the next one, this is something you actually know a decent amount about as we've gotten to do some work for this program
mm-hmm.
For our graduate assistantship here. This episode was with Jana Pennington,
mm-hmm.
the director of the new Master of Science in Innovation and Leadership program. So I got to sit down and talk with her about this new program that Furman's launching this fall.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to learn about it. It's not exactly like an MBA, but it's another example. Like Furman is kind of creating something that is a bit business oriented,
mm-hmm.
but anybody from any industry could come into this program,
yeah.
get some experience and get some education
yeah.
about innovation and leadership and
mm-hmm.
how they can take that
yeah.
and apply what they learn
yeah.
from the program
mm-hmm.
into their field, whether it is business or not.
Yeah, from what I gauge, like because I've been creating graphics for that, I think it's a mix of communications and business. Like it's
Correct.
Not entirely entrepreneurship or anything. It's just like,
yeah.
you know, there would be like courses for communication and also with leadership and like entrepreneurship. So I think that's a pretty, like, I think that's an awesome match, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So that'll be very exciting for that to launch in the fall. The next episode was with Chris Rawls, Furman MASD professor for a couple classes here. There was an experiential design class that he taught last semester, and I've had the privilege of being in his class this semester for publication.
Love your
narratives.
Book, by the way.
Thank you.
Jordan's also appreciating it.
Yeah. She saw it yesterday as of recording this episode. So I've really, really enjoyed being in Chris's class. It's been a lot of fun. I didn't expect to like publication design as much as I have, which is something I talked about in the episode last semester with Blair Noble, who's a publication designer and editor. And so that was something I took her workshop and I figured out I really enjoyed this type of design and this type of work. And I signed up for Chris's class and I've loved it. Like, everything I've about that class has been so much fun. And I got to sit down and talk with him about his experience in the industry. Yeah. And he's had a very unique experience working in the industry because, as you've heard, a lot of people have told us start in the agency world, then move into in-house. However, Chris started in in-house and went to agency. And so he's worked with companies like Victoria's Secret, Abercrombie & Fitch. But before that, he was a forensic photographer. And so he was a forensic photographer and then he went to go finish at the Portfolio Center and then went into the industry. And so he's had a very, very interesting story. And I love getting to talk to him. We have similar interests and stuff. And so the icebreaker question that day was fun. If you could live in any fictional world from any movie, book, or TV show, what would it be? And what donut would you take with you? Because he loves donuts. So, that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that episode.
I'm glad you had that episode because, you know, I've noticed this. Everybody just keeps talking about agency. I don't know why everybody's so obsessed with the agencies. I mean, I know they're fun. You get to have, you know, you get to work on projects. But I think his experience is just like an example of you can do whatever you want. So,
The next episode was with Dr. Kylie Fisher, who teaches the public narratives class in advocacy and equity studies. And this was interesting because I got to learn about the course curriculum of this class and how public narratives are a critical component of society. I got to learn about how public narratives basically kind of frame all of the stories we see and how there are certain perspectives that are either left out or how certain perspectives are ignored in some of these narratives. And so it was really interesting to learn about, and it was a concept that I was familiar with, but hearing about it from an actual professor was interesting. And especially like that idea as like a full-blown course curriculum was interesting.
That's nice.
And there were some cool projects, it sounds like, that were coming out of that class too that I think could be really cool to learn about later on. The next episode was one with you and me, and it was the 2024 48-hour repack design challenge where you and I stayed up for an unhealthy amount of that 48 hours to basically make a two-minute commercial video for Coca-Cola with our idea for how to package two mini Coke cans together. And that was a lot of fun. We worked with Fiona Newell and Michael Klein. They did the packaging design. And so that's something we talked about in that episode and how you and I as the video creators and the two of them as the packaging designers found a really cool balance in this in this team dynamic and were able to create something really cool.
I think whoever's interested in like all these competitions should definitely like listen to that podcast because it talks about the balance of having everything and not just like, you know, graphic designers in your team. So yeah, I think I'm glad you had that and you had me on that podcast. So that was nice.
Yeah, it was fun. And then this was another one of my favorite episodes that I did this semester was with Sarah Waylett, and it was on burnout and stress. And this doesn't necessarily pertain to graduate school, but it can. And her advice was for graduate students, but she kind of talked about her experience with her personal experience with burnout and stress, but then also what it means or what it looks like in the workplace. And it was really fascinating because burnout and stress are something that are so common, especially in today's society with how rapid of a pace we're moving at.
And it's not just like with careers, I think even with your like
your life.
Home life. Like it could
Dishes,
be your family.
Laundry.
And I think I think that was the perfect timing when you did that podcast with like all these things
towards
going
the end
on
of the semester.
So I think it's a perfect time. I think that episode even I'm gonna listen.
For sure. It was a great episode. Yeah. I really enjoyed it, and I think it's beneficial for anybody to listen to, yes. especially if you are somebody who deals with chronic burnout and stress, you know, because there are ways to manage it, and that is something that Sarah talks about.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fascinating episode, and I think it's definitely one of the most beneficial to come out of this season, yes. for sure.
And apart from the episode, I think if anybody is genuinely like interested in listening to that, there's actually, we have a workshop on like burnout and stress and like from burnout to balance at Furman 101 on May 8th. And Sarah herself is taking that class or like workshop. So I think, yeah. and it's free, you know, you don't have to pay anything for the entry. So I would recommend everybody to just like take that workshop. I think yeah. it's going to be fun. I'm going to go. So yeah.
For sure. And there mm-hmm. were just new things. That I mean, I'm not somebody that deals with burnout and stress all that much. Mm-hmm. And so when I was talking to her about it, there were aspects of it that I had no idea about. And so it was really fascinating to learn those things. And yeah. so it was a great episode.
Yeah. And I think Sarah Whaler was the perfect person for this. Cause like,
yeah, especially
she's had
because
so many experience with like people and like, you know, all of that.
So her own personal experiences yes. with burnout and stress. Yeah. yeah, for sure. And then now we've got this episode. And now a break.
Just in case you don't know, there's another great podcast produced on Furman's campus. The Class E Podcast hosts conversations with leaders in innovation and entrepreneurship and highlights all the amazing accomplishments of students, faculty, and alumni in the Furman University family, as well as entrepreneurs and innovators around the country. To become inspired, just subscribe to this Class E Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
McNeil, do you also realize that this is your last episode?
Yeah, that's what I was like saying at the beginning.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been really cool. And so today is my last episode for Go Further.
Are you emotional? Are you going to cry?
No,
do you need a
not
going to
cry.
Okay.
But it's been an interesting journey. We started this podcast the idea actually started my first semester
mm-hmm.
At this job here. And so you came on as a graduate assistant in September of this, of last year.
That's correct.
I started August of 2022. Yeah. So I've been here for nearly 2 years.
Yeah.
And we were doing these interviews, and I was one of the first of the two
mm-hmm.
Graduate assistants here. We both started at the same time. The other one was Ann Heaton Sanders, who's been on this podcast a couple of times.
Yeah.
And we basically, you know, we were the first two, and we were assigned to do these interviews. And mm-hmm. I was the one doing most of the interviews, and he mm-hmm. was doing more social media stuff.
So was it like
stuff.
in the video form?
No. It was just interviews for blog articles.
Oh, okay.
And mm-hmm. so we eventually interviewed...
Oh, I remember you interviewed me once and you just like recorded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what yeah. I was doing. I was just recording voice yeah. memos so I could yeah. have it to go back and listen yeah. to write yeah. about.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so we interviewed Emily Price, mm-hmm. one of our professors, and she, you know, kind of reported back later to me and mm-hmm. to my boss at the time,
yeah.
Matt Bowersox. Mm-hmm. She said to both of us, she said, hey, I think you guys should turn this into a podcast. McNeil has
podcast. Oh, was it her idea?
Yeah, it was Emily's idea.
Oh my God.
She said that McNeil has podcasting experience.
Yeah.
And I think this is something that'd be really cool mm-hmm. and something that isn't really seen in a grad studies
yeah.
department, you know?
Maybe you should have had her on this one, because she's the one who started it, so, you know.
I guess I could have. Yeah. Sorry, Emily. Mm-hmm. but yeah, that was cool. And so that was actually something that I brought to Matt's attention when I first started this job. I mm-hmm. said, hey, you know, let's do a podcast. Yeah. And he said, maybe eventually or something yeah. like that. I don't exactly remember yeah. how it played out, yeah. but I don't think at the time he knew how experienced I was with yeah. podcasting because I'd been doing it for a few years at yeah. that point.
Who was your first guest?
My first guest.
Yeah.
So the first guest, I recorded the first batch of 5 episodes mm-hmm. and dropped them all at once because
okay.
I didn't want to start with just one. I didn't think that was a good strategy.
Yeah.
We needed to have
a
batch of content.
Yeah. Yes.
yeah. So, but the very first episode that I recorded was with Emily.
Oh my God.
And it was
yeah.
on the class that she was teaching at
which
the time.
Which was Art of Storytelling? Or the one before?
No, it was the one before that. Okay. It was kind of about...
Narratives.
Yeah. It was...
Something
argument and visual narratives.
Yes. Yeah.
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 So it was, I'm pretty sure that's what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was fun. I recorded the first batch of 5 and, you know, we kind of created the format for the yeah. intro and I wrote the music for it and everything
wow.
and recorded
it myself.
I remember
you sending me that. Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, and it's just kind of, we've just kept up doing the Go Further podcast yeah. while I've been here at this job. And so it's been interesting because the longer it's been going on,
mm-hmm.
we've been bringing in guests or more guests from other programs, because it started off more with strategic design, because that was our connections at the time. Mm-hmm. And we were in between directors here in the graduate studies department. Now we have Sarah Beth,
who's awesome. Yeah, like and, the new center.
Right, yeah. And so there's a lot more people in this office now, and there's more connections. And so I was able to reach out to these other programs besides just strategic design.
Yes. And also, I think apart from just the podcast, I think it was really helpful to you also just to make some connections and get to know people, dude. Because, like, did you ever think that you would reach out to somebody in, like, some random graduate program?
Right.
Or, like, you know?
Yeah. No, I had no idea. And to be honest, from the beginning, I didn't think too much about it. I just started reading about these people I was interviewing and then making questions for them. Mm-hmm. And I always felt so underqualified to talk to these people because I know nothing about community engaged medicine other than what I've learned about on this podcast and from reading about it.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot. I'm obviously not a professional in teaching because I'm not in the program, and the most I know about it is through my mom, who was a teacher. That's probably why I'm so fascinated by it. Mm-hmm. And just the teachers that have had an impact in my life. But you know, I don't know what it's like to be a teacher.
Yeah.
So, and then also I don't know anything about the Advocacy and Equity Studies program besides what I've learned and read about from being reading about in preparation for these episodes and talking to the people from it. So like, I was always like, I feel so underqualified as a strategic design student to talk to these people outside of the program that I'm in.
But you've learned so much. So I think that's good. Yeah.
But it's part of the job, and it's part about journalism in a way, you know, because I am kind of, it is journalistic in a sense. And so I'm having to draft these questions for these people and read about everything, and kind of, I have to go into the episodes prepared, you know, I can't wing it on something I don't know about, or else it won't be good content.
Obviously.
So,
and also I think whatever you ask is also, whatever you ask, it also reflects you and like your credibility. So obviously you definitely cannot just like,
I don't want to come across as a moron or something. Yeah. I need to seem like moron? I know what I'm doing on the podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, I just did. I think it's fine.
Okay.
But yeah, and then like some of the behind the scenes stuff has been fun too. Like I've actually really, really enjoyed the editing process.
Yeah.
When I started out podcasting for the first few years before I started here at Furman, I didn't like the editing process as much.
Oh,
it took some learning for me to get as good at it as I am now.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot more fun for me now because it's smoother and I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it's cool just to kind of like, you know, make the conversation flow better,
smooth,
more nicely.
And better. Yeah, so,
and cutting out, you know, the fluff.
Yeah.
There's fluff in this episode I'm going to cut out.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of pauses because, to be honest, I wasn't as prepared for this episode because I knew it was just going to be more of like a mental dump on the stuff that I'm reflecting on and remembering.
Yeah.
So there's not a whole lot I can just totally prepare for. It's not like a subject I'm having to read about.
Yeah. I think this has also helped you, like the editing process. I'm assuming, like, this is just an assumption, that this has also helped you in like the video editing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
I've gotten to learn just a lot more about editing and production in terms of podcasting, even audiobooks and videos through this job.
Yeah.
I didn't think that a hobby of mine from when I was 19 years old, just because I wanted to talk about the new Star Wars movie at the time, would have turned into what it is today.
Exactly.
And I have two podcasts in my portfolio because of that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy. And I'm like super passionate about it now, and I never thought I would be.
You'll be the podcast guy. No, but I don't know why. I'm just like getting so nostalgic, dude. Just like, this is the last episode.
I know. It's not necessarily the last episode. With you and me.
Yeah.
However, it's not necessarily the last episode for Go Further. We don't have the new, like, we don't know who the new GAs are quite yet at the time as of recording this episode.
Yeah.
However, there are going to be new GAs. Mm-hmm. I don't know if somebody's taking over the show or not.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for somebody to. I'd love to see it keep going.
Yeah.
And I would like to see what it looks like with a different voice, you know, as the host, and what it would sound like as with a different producer behind it. And it could even be a team of people, you know. It doesn't have to be, you know, just somebody like another McNeil Mulliken walking in and just hosting, doing the questions and editing and producing it all themselves, you know.
Yeah.
It could be a group of people dividing up the tasks. And so I would love to see it continue.
Exactly.
Does it? I'm not sure yet because I don't know I won't be here.
What if, like, this, you know, like, when you're graduated and, like, have a job or whatever, you get invited as a guest? How would you feel?
Oh, that would be so cool. Like, on this side. Love that. Yeah. I would totally do that. That would be awesome. I don't really know what I'd be interviewed for, but I would totally do that if somebody asked, for sure. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And then, I also kind of want to talk about, because this is the end of the episode, or the end of the podcast for you and for me.
Yeah.
What our futures are going to look like. Do we know? We also don't really know yet because we graduate in May and our portfolios are almost done at this point. When this episode drops, we will have our final presentation in 2 days.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
Oh my God.
Final presentation. Oh final, God. Final we presentation. Will, oh yeah. And then graduating the next chilled. Week. Yeah. It's going to be crazy. Yeah. And so, you know, you and I are looking into cities outside of Greenville or even possibly staying in Greenville too. I know that's not ideal for you. Yeah. You want to go live your big New York life.
Yeah.
I don't. But, you know, you're looking for designer jobs, social media jobs, and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. You also have the video editing skills.
Yeah.
I started as a copywriter here, and I've kind of found, like I was just talking about with the podcast production, I've kind of found my niche in this production area. And I still love writing. But I realized I don't like writing taglines and headlines as much as I initially thought. It's not as I like long form writing much more than I do summarizing something in just three funny words. Yes. You know, I don't think I'm funny enough for that.
I think it's interesting your journey from being you still are a copywriter, but like how you were known as being a copywriter to now how you're just like known the production, like the podcast guy.
Yeah.
You know,
I've definitely become known as the podcast guy.
Yeah.
I was asked to do a panel about the different design or about the different grad programs because I'm the podcast guy.
No, that's good because you've interviewed everybody, you know people, so you know.
And honestly, like, you can go back on this podcast and hear me talk about that I don't like public speaking at this point. Like, I don't really care anymore. Having to reach out to all these people and meet them and do all these interviewing questions that, like, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I just have to do it because it's my job. But I've become far less scared of public speaking. It's no longer a top five fear of mine.
Oh my like God. It, was it in your top five?
Oh yeah. Up until probably, last year, I would say it was a top five fear of mine, public speaking.
It's so hard for me to believe all of this. I will never understand you. I'm not kidding. It's been 2 years already. I still haven't figured out.
Likewise. No, but,
and also, dude, indirectly, just imagine that it's also like preparing you for your interviews. Like, you'd just be like, I just have to talk and, like, you know, ask questions.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. I'm not even worried about interviews anymore because
you know how to have conversations so much. Yes.
Yeah. It's cool. Ooh. It's been a great experience. It's been a fun ride. It's gone through a lot of different phases, I would say, especially because this office has gone through so many phases since I've been here.
Yeah.
And just the 2 short years that it's been. But the time has both flown by and felt like it's taken forever.
Yeah.
So yeah. But it's been cool to, you know, to just sit here and get to reflect about this podcast with you here, and especially because it's been such a huge part of my journey here from it, you know.
You just want to say, this is McNeil Mulliken and Simran Goel officially signing off.
Is that what you want me to say right now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
This is McNeil Mulliken and Simran Goel officially signing off. Thanks for being here with me today, Simran. Really appreciate it.
Of course, dude. Anything for you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found our conversation to be enjoyable and insightful. Don't forget to follow us on our social media pages and tune in next time. You can find links to all of our platforms in the description below. And most importantly, remember to go further.